warmest welcome to the Business and Dreams podcast. And today we have an incredible guest with us that I am so excited to have this conversation with. And she is working in the finance industry and is also a certified NLP coach. And she has been doing an incredible transformational journey that I am so curious to hear more about this episode. So with us today we have Leni Heller. Welcome.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm very excited. Feel grounded and yeah, really happy to be here.
So happy to hear that. And we have known each other through Business and Dreams for a long time now, it feels like. And throughout these last month, I really seen you going through a big transformation from inside out. But before we dig into that, I would love to hear more about your personal story and your journey that led you to where you are. Do you want to tell everyone a little bit more about that?
Yes, so I'm a working mom, corporate working mom. I have two children, 6 and 9. And my personal journey kind of started when I became a parent. And being a parent is not always an easy ride. And one of my son also is diagnosed with autism. We did have some challenges when he was younger, and I have a newborn. So I actually burned out. I crashed based on me trying to be everything for everyone, not asking for help. And so that kind of where I started my healing journey to kind of course, recovering from burnout, but also starting work with my physical, emotional and mental health and see how could I even end up there. And that's where I started to get more understanding about the mind working and how the self-worth and self-love you need to put in yourself, and especially for moms, the self-care you need to put in yourself. So that's where I started to get, I'm having a coach myself to work through things and some my own, not childhood traumas, but really like the childhood, how I brought up and the parenting. And when you get so much people looking at your kid that might not behave like other kids, you're starting to set up yourself as a parent and set up you as a person. There's something wrong with him or something wrong with me, and so on. So I was adapting myself a lot in my parenting, and then of course managing being at work and to do excel there, and to be able to be productive and bring results at the work as well, can put a lot of stress on you as a working mom. So helping me go through that as a with a coach and helped me to really see that a lot of other women and moms need to know this as well, so they don't really end up there. So that's where I started to set myself as a coach and start to help other moms as well. So that's what I'm doing on my side. So it's a passion project that I do have.
That is so beautiful how you turned something that was a hardship for you in your life and you turn it to something meaningful that you can now help other mothers and women who are maybe struggling with some areas in their life and to help them get through the tools you discovered.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that and for being so vulnerable with your own journey and what you have been going through in your life. Do you want to share a little bit more about what you are doing today with that business?
Now I am helping corporate working moms to reduce the stress and overwhelm so they can actually be more confident and balanced in all the areas of life, and so they can really excel in both professional and personal life. So that is really my focus, and I've really been able to, thanks to the program, to really nail down what I want to focus on and the program that I want to help them as well. So it's so I do that by my side as a side hustle at the moment.
So inspiring. And I think that's really great advice for anyone also who wants to start a business, that you don't have to, you know, say that quit your job at day one and start a business, that is actually possible to still have your corporate job and then pursue your passion as well. That you don't have to just choose from day one. The most important is that you actually have a direction and that you are somehow pursuing your passion and not just saying that, one day in the future I will start developing this. So I think that's very inspirational. And I know a lot of mothers are thinking about this life puzzle, so to say. And can you tell a little bit more, what is your experience when you talk to working moms and what they are experiencing when they have to have both these roles at work but also at home?
Most of the pain that they are struggling with is to find time for everything, and the energy. They feel really exhausted and stressed because they need to drop off the kids at school or daycare. Then they need to be at work and be really productive and present there. And then if they have older kids, they need to bring them, of course, pick them up from school, but also bring them to all the activities and so on, cook, and all this every life just go on. And they really kind of feel like they lost connection with themselves, and also they feel they lost quality time with their partner. They also feel guilty for not working less to pick up the kids earlier, to spend more time with them. So the mom guilt is a huge thing for them. And when they spend the time with the kids, they feel like they maybe cannot be present with them. The mind might be somewhere else. I need to do the laundry or wherever it can be. So they're really struggling with basically being present and to find time and how to manage the balance between work and life, because they bring work home in the mind, or maybe they're even working in the evenings to kind of catch up because they went early and feel guilty from work, but from the kids. So they, that's usually the most struggling things that they experience.
And how do you think mothers can solve this? Because I think, I mean, everyone, of course, do if they are feeling like this. What do you think you can do to find a solution and grow out from feeling guilt, for instance, and those emotions that you mentioned?
I think very important thing is to identify, of course, where you struggle the most. Where are your stress factors, for example? Where are your triggers to when you go into this spiral of maybe negative thoughts or doubt or self-guilt? Where do they trigger? And try to stop them as soon as possible. And I think it's very important to really work with your nervous system and your mindset combined with really have good boundaries. And I think the boundaries between work and family is very important, that you are you know where they are and can really hold them. But also it's boundaries at work, for example, but also within your family, with your kids and your partner. And I think many people may not think about that. They just let everything melt in together in some way. And it's also the kind of why many women are doing like this and stressing, because they feel like they need to do everything. They take on so much responsibility that they don't need to. So I think they need to look into, why do I take on so much responsibility? Where does this come from? Usually comes from like people pleasing and want to be there for everyone and not really putting themselves first and their own well-being. So they trying to be the best at every area, which is not human. I mean, this term supermom, I have like back and forth with that term. I mean, yes, I like the supermom, but also you shouldn't need to be a supermom as well. So I mean,
I love that, and that what you said about boundaries, and actually it's a bit like the oxygen mask on the airplane, that you put it on yourself in order also to help others and be whatever it is, the best parent to your children, but then you also need that oxygen mask on yourself as well. It's interesting what you say about the nervous system as well. What can you do to work with that? I think it's a very interesting topic too.
Yes, I mean, our nervous system is really our reaction to, for example, stress and triggers that comes outside. And that's kind of also the reaction that of things automatically that we've been programmed with for since we were children. And what you can really do is to do a lot of nervous system regulation tools. For example, the easiest way is mindfulness, for example, breathing exercise, to just take a few breaths to be present and just feel in your body where you are right now. Because I know many mothers that I talk to, like, I feel so stressed and triggered when my kids scream or have tantrums or, you know, big emotions, and they can't really be, they feel like all up in their emotions. And what is best there, that's why you need to regulate your own nervous system to kind of breathe, be grounded. So breathing is the first step, I think. Just kind of, You don't have to take deep breaths or sit for 5 minutes. It's just enough to be aware of your breathing. Mm. You don't have to breathe in a special way. Just notice the air coming through your nose into your stomach and back, and just be aware of that. And how does your body feel at the moment? That is the easiest trick that I would say. And then there's a lot of different tools. You can use EFT is one thing, a lot of different meditations, a lot of energy work, and so as well. So there's a lot of things we can do to do that. But when you are in the moment, when you feel the trigger and you really feel that you are going up to the stress, I would say the breath is your best tool, and you have that with you all the time.
Yeah. I love that. It sounds so simple about breathing, but still it's something we rarely regulate ourselves and even are aware of throughout the day. Exactly. And like you said, it's a tool we always carry with us. So it's something we can easily apply. And sometimes the simplest thing are actually the best resolutions to our problems. Yes. So I absolutely love that. And I'm so curious because you are also certified in NLP. Mm-hmm. What is that for those who don't know about it?
NLP stands for Neuro Linguistic Programming, which is a coaching technique, I would say, that are used to look at the language that we are using to ourselves and to others. So it can help you improve communication with others, but also how you can excel in your life. It could be from transforming limiting beliefs to setting goals to actually achieve things, to change behaviors. And when it's language is, it sounds like I'm talking, but it's not really the language you speak to yourself. And that means the thoughts as well. Like, how do you actually talk to yourself? How do you, maybe the negative talk you have to yourself? And that can be changed with some really powerful NLP tools and techniques that are really into some, they really talk into the unconscious mind. And how really tools that are going behind just asking questions to really dig into deeper to make the change more powerful. Yeah.
I love that. And I feel like that's something everyone should have learned about in school, about the subconscious mind and how that works, even how the mind works at all. I mean, we don't even learn about that in school, and it still controls our whole life. Mm-hmm. So I definitely love that. Mm. So thank you for sharing a bit about that. Yeah. And in August last year, you took a big decision, and that was to embark on a journey in Business and Dreams Academy, our 5 months coaching program in money mindset. And I would love to hear, what was your state then? What were your thoughts and emotions, and where were you in life when you decided to join that program?
Oh yes, well, I have my business for a while now, and they've been I have a few clients here and there, and it's a side hustle, so I don't really go all in as well, which is fine. But also I felt that I wanted to be more consistent, and I've been in other business programs where they teach like strategy and more like tangible stuff and how to run a business. And that's nice to have, but I really felt that I missed the mindset and the money mindset, basically. And I weren't really consistent in my business. I wasn't really clear about my focus in my business. Yes, I had certification and I have a few clients here and there, and they must have been moms, but I didn't really know what my focus would be or what I really wanted to help them with. And I felt that even if I've been working a lot with my mindset and so in my personal life, I felt that, and I know from experience myself, but from other clients, that I needed help to do the mindset work for money as well. It wasn't about how to run a business I needed, it was about my money mindset. So it was, I knew I needed help, so it was just no brainer for me.
Amazing. Yeah. So not any big doubts before participating.
No.
So like you said, you knew about the mindset, but maybe not specifically on certain different areas that you wanted to work some extra with. Yeah. Yes, I can really relate to that. Before I started working with money mindset, I thought I had a great mindset and it spanned over all areas of my life. And then I looked a bit closer at specifically the money area. And I was thinking, I was realizing that sometimes you think you are great in all areas, but then there are some where there is great potential to develop it.
Exactly.
And you need to zoom in specifically on that area of your life. So what happened after you joined the program? What happened after you took that decision for yourself?
Well, I was really excited to get started, so it was so fun, and I met, of course, you guys with this amazing content that you're creating for us every week, but also met amazing women that are like men in the same situation, and we really got to help each other. The mindset groups has been amazing that you had, to have this smaller group to discuss things and meet like now and then, and I've really been working through the limiting beliefs, like we talked about, Taylor, on money and the self that, that I had running a business, being an entrepreneur, because I never, it's a new area in my life, and I think I really need to look in that, in this perspective that you had in the program. And was some hard times, of course, that's always what it is when you do the mindset work and looking inwards, but you always come out with amazing results afterwards, so.
I love it. And that's so true. The mindset shift between maybe being employed, where you get instructions what to do and you are more clear maybe on the how steps. And then being an entrepreneur, you need to take steps and you need to dare to take them before you know the all the way there. And that can be a big mindset shift to do. I think especially because school is also constructed a bit like being employed, where you also get instructions what to do. And then all of a sudden, when you're going to have your own business, you have to make a lot of decisions yourselves. And we haven't even been taught how to make decisions in life, usually. So that's also a skill that we focus a bit on in the academy, because it's something that's so crucial when running a business to take decisions, such as what your niche gonna be or what's the right direction for you. How do you feel about that, about taking decisions now?
Now it feels, because it was hard in the beginning, I was self-doubting myself, is this the right decision? You know, when it comes to the self-doubt, there are the other in my the corporate world doing, and my corporate moms I'm working with, they self-doubt and so on. I had that myself in the business, like, is this the right direction? Should I take a decision? No, I'm afraid to take a decision, because then I feel like it's set in stone. Yeah, but now I can take decision and know that I can change my mind afterwards. And the decisions come much easier to me now. I feel more grounded in my decisions, and I really listen into myself, like, but how do I want, instead of what other people are doing, looking at what other, because as a new business, you're looking at others a lot, comparing. But instead of doing that, I'm just, okay, but I have my own journey, and I can decision, take decision based on my own path and my own pace. So I feel much more confident in taking decisions now.
That's incredible. And that's really a big part of moving forward. You need to make decisions, and if you don't, it's that's also a decision to do nothing, basically, or stay where you are. So what other things would you say that you learned about money mindset and money now throughout this program?
Well, I learned that money is not your enemy. It's your friend. It's your best friend. And it's the money comes to you whenever it will, and it comes to you when it matches your energy as well. I really know it's not about all the tangible stuff, like the 10K people are talking about or stuff. It's really about the inner work, how you are feeling, and the energy you are having. That is kind of where the money flows, and it comes when it comes. It doesn't really have to be that, like, I have to do this and this and all the actions. Of course, you have to take action, but I have a different way of, I mean, for example, if you compare it to corporate work, you do your work, go there, do your hours, and then you get the paycheck every month. But here in business, it can be scary. In an entrepreneur, you don't know where the money flows and so on, and that's why you might building up a big fear of money. But now, after the program, I feel it's more with ease, and I know that money will come as soon as I have the right energy and I feel aligned with everything, and money is easy. So it's a really great work that I've been doing in this program.
I love that. I love that, because there's so many people that says that, you know, I need to work harder to earn more money, and not realizing that if you think that, you're going to come up with those type of ideas, that, okay, I need to work harder. But if you think that money is easy, maybe, or I can earn more while working less, then you're going to get that type of ideas. Mm. Maybe you are more, if you're a coach, maybe you're looking more at premium offers or not only doing one-to-one, etc. So you can do so many different ways depending on what ideas and what beliefs you have around money. What other realizations did you have about yourself and about business throughout this these 5 months?
Well, a lot. One, of course, is the realization that I, because I've done this a lot of work in other areas, but really like, okay, but it's really, well, it's kind of connected, but you really need to dive into those areas as well when it comes to money mindset. And for me, maybe it was about the fear of success. Some maybe have fear of failure, but I am maybe fear of success, but maybe they are go hand in hand. Not sure what is really the thing, but that really, I, because I've been so long time in the corporate world, I have been having my way of working and so on for a long time, and then stepping into a different area in my life and being more entrepreneur and having other way of speaking than maybe doing the corporate world, that, that kind of the shift needed to there, but kind of scared me, and I kind of maybe kept safe and staying in that for a while before I finally understood that I can step into this other version of me as well. I can be this business mindset me as well. It doesn't need to be one way or the other. So that really helped me to understand that the mindset of the business and the money can be applied in other areas as well. And from what I learned from as well, can be applied in the business too. So they are really linked together. So yeah, that's one thing. And also that I what I did realize is that I did have more money issues than I thought. Like you said, you think you have things on top. I knew that I didn't, that's why I joined the program, but somehow you kind of but when you really dig deeper and understand like where it comes from, it really comes from your past and your past experience and your upbringing, and they are impacting you a lot more than you think, like the unconscious thing. And it's really good to dive into that, specifically on money, to understand, like, but just because I was brought up in a specific way around money, or because I had the past experience in this or in the corporate world, it doesn't mean that it can be changed.
So, exactly. Do you, was there any specific limiting beliefs around money you want to mention that you think maybe other people can relate to, that they might have too?
Well, one is maybe not at least related to money, but it's the money mindset, at least that you need to really work hard. You have to earn your money, you have to really work really hard to get a lot of money. And I think that's one of the things, and especially as a woman and working with dark skin in Sweden, I got taught very early in my life as a woman and as with a dark skin, you don't look Swedish, you have to be really extra. You have to deliver much more, you have to be ahead of everyone and really work really hard to be able to be where other maybe are, maybe have an easier way. So that's really one of the core things that I was brought up with, that I really need to reframe and think like, it doesn't matter. I can, I'm worthy money and I'm worthy success no matter what. I don't have to work harder to get that.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And also, I think what you mentioned earlier about that fear of success is also interesting, because many people, like you said, maybe have, think they just have the fear of rejection or failing, but actually what if someone says yes, what happened then? Am I gonna deliver what I promised? And those type of thoughts can also be limited and makes you maybe procrastinate or not taking the actions you actually know you could take. So I think a lot of entrepreneurs I see, they already know what they could do, but the problem is not knowing how they could or what they could, it's more actually doing it. And you think that, why am I not doing it? And usually it could be those type of thoughts that you have about fear of rejection or fear of actually getting yes and actually having to do to deliver.
Yeah, but then you actually have to deliver. You really show what you've been talking about to do. So it's like you have to live up to a certain of, and that's the expectations as well. And that's come back to yourself as well. When your success, when the fear of success, it might also be a combination of you having put a lot of high expectation on yourself as well, and then you feel like, okay, what if I'm failing for the imposter syndrome kind of thing. So, and because it's a new area, having a business, you don't really have the experience to back up. Well, I have a press clearance, but you don't have the long experience or the reprogramming in your mind that it will succeed. So maybe you are afraid to not be able to deliver to them in what you're saying. So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I know so many women that can relate to that imposter syndrome feeling as well. So what would you say, who are you now? Who have you become now throughout these 5 months compared to who you were in August last year?
I've been much more confident in my business, much more calmer and grounded, and been much more certain in every decision and action I'm taking. I am much more consistent, before I wasn't.
Yes.
I could be both consistent in social media, but also more consistent in the actions I'm taking. And I know the tools and how to do when I need to move forward in the business, and knowing how to listen to myself when it comes to that. So it's been helpful, really, a lot, and getting the tools that I can continue working on as well.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Yeah.
So fun. Yeah. And I know in the beginning, maybe you were giving away a lot for free. I would say you're definitely a giver.
Yeah.
You want to help, you want to contribute. And I see that a lot of women who find their passion, they just want to give. But have you come to any realization about that as well, about the giving?
Yes, and I think that's where kind of where I needed to join this program, because I felt like I have so much to give, but I'm just giving away for free the whole time. Well, I will never be able to build a business if I don't charge for it. And now I can charge without feeling guilty of the price or actually charging for things. And I feel confident that I know the people will get results when they are buying from me and working with me. And know that I'm worthy those money because I know I have the experience and knowledge to actually help them.
Yes.
So that's been a big change, actually.
I love that. And that is something we are very passionate about, for women to realize, and especially that sometimes when you give away something for free, the person on the other side don't value it as much, and maybe not doing that work they have to do to get the results they want. So by actually charging, you're also giving them a service, because if you pay attention.
Yeah.
So they will actually make sure to do the work, because as a coach, it's not you who do the work for them. They have to do it on for themselves.
Yeah,
so I think that's really a gift, both to yourself, but also to the people you help and serve as well through what you do. So what advice would you give someone who is struggling with their money mindset and their mindset in business?
Well, join business and really get it. Of course, but of course know that it's normal. I think many people, especially if you're into entrepreneur and business, you might be alone and feel you are alone, and that you are not alone. Many people are, I mean, every entrepreneur has been or are struggling with this. So just know that you're not alone with it, but there are things that you can do. There are mindset shifts that you can do. And definitely I would say to first look into try to identify when there's, like I told you before about the mothers in stress and so, when does this limiting belief thoughts come up, and what is triggering you, and see if you can see any correlation between them, and then work with that. Podcasts, reading books, very easy tips is to have grateful you are for the money that you have, for example, that you actually have a house to live in, and all these things that are related to money. You can do a lot of this kind of affirmation, or being just three things every day. What are you grateful for when it comes to money? Will help you start changing your mind a little bit. And then definitely go to this program. I mean, it's just so much. So, I mean.
Amazing. Yeah. And yeah. I love what you say, to actually be grateful for the money, because so few people are, I think. They're just thinking about, you know, they're not thinking about all they already have, and actually also be grateful for that. So I love that advice. Advice too. Do you have any specific podcasts or books that you have read that have in, or listened to that have inspired you lately, in regarding mindset or money mindset or?
I don't know the name of the book, but I'm reading one book now. I think it's called How to Be Rich or something. And but also the one that we recommended, How to Be a Billionaire.
We should all be millionaires.
Exactly, we should all be millionaires. Definitely. That one helped me a lot as well to go through that. And so there are a lot of books there. You can download them from everywhere or just buy them on the website. But there are a few there. But definitely that one, because that's a woman I relate to. That one I read now. I think it's How to Get Rich or something. I think it's I don't remember. But that's also very good. It's a man, but it's really very also structured. It's more also about the mindset, how you can shift that.
Is it? Do you know the author? Is it Bob Proctor? No?
Yeah, I think so.
If it could be Born to Be Rich.
To Be Rich.
Okay, that's a great one.
I knew it was something like that. Exactly.
It's a great book as well.
Exactly.
Amazing. And lastly, I want to know also, do you have any more advice you want to share to mothers that you want them to hear today who are listening to this podcast episode?
Yes, of course. I would say that you are doing as good as you can, and you are enough in every area and whatever you are doing, and you shouldn't beat yourself up, because if you're feeling like you're not enough or failing in every area, you are doing as good as you can, and you always can get help if you are struggling. Do some minor gratefulness, like I said, that's the easiest way to do what I'm grateful for with the kids, what I'm grateful for at my work, wherever it is that you feel you're struggling, because that helps you shift to a more positive mindset if you feel like you're struggling, and you are really doing your best, and you are good as you are, as a mom, as a employee, as a partner, as a friend.
That's beautiful. I hope all mothers really took that to the heart and let that sink in, that they are enough, and really feel that. So thank you so much, Leni. It has been so inspiring to hear more about your journey, about your advice also to others who want to do a similar transformation as well. Where can people follow or support you or connect with you?
Yes, I'm most active on Instagram. So they can find me there at mind.by.leni or Leni, one N. So I think that's the easiest way to find me there.
Yeah. Amazing. And how can they get help from you?
Well, I do have a coaching program where you work one-on-one with me, where I have like these 6 models that I do know that we can work through when it comes to nervous system, confidence, self-worth, but also really focus on the balancing of the work and life. Because I know you need to work with your nervous system and stress, but also know you need to work with your self-worth and taking that, because you need to believe in yourself to actually prioritize yourself at the time to own yourself, to do the work, but also to balance the family life and have the boundaries in place. So that's something. And I also soon in March I am putting that one-on-one program into a membership as well.
Exciting.
I know some people want to work one-on-one with me, because then I can really tailor it, and I can really ask the follow-up questions and really guide them where they are. But I also know a lot of women I talk to, my past clients, say they are missing the continuous support. So that's why I will also have a program, a membership, where they can go through this program that I'm doing one-on-one in the membership as a success path, and then have the continuous support as well.
Amazing. I love that. So I think that if you are a mother and this feels aligned with you, I definitely think you should go and follow Leni on Instagram. So thank you, Leni, so much for this beautiful conversation, and I look so much forward to follow your incredible journey ahead of you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you everyone for listening. Ciao ciao.